Pashupa Angadaya from Yashoda Om Krishna. When this festival was going, there was some link with Mother Yashoda, and that was cut. But this was not done. In Delhi, yes. So, Swamiji has also written like this. He first has told anywhere that he was the son of Vasudeva and Devaki. And then his adopted son of Vasudeva. But when all this he adopted that Krishna is the son of Nanda and Yashoda. So we should try to realize all these things. Then
Maharaj, Brijvasi never knew that her daughter was also born?
Yes. That never knew. Never. After this, next day, after 2 days of the birth of Putana came in. And Nanda Maharaj at that time had went to Mathura to pay some toll tax to Kamsa. And in the meantime, in the night, Putana came and tried to kill Krishna in the shape of mother, by very powerful
strong poison.
But Krishna took his pran also, life, soul, and everything, and gave him the gati of mother.
Motherly destiny, mother.
How he is so much merciful, Krishna. After that, he began to tell how Sakatasa was killed, how Trinavat was killed. What are these things? How a demon can come in Vrindavan? It is impossible. When all the trees in Vrindavan, all the cows, all are transcendental, the place, Vrindavan is transcendental place. How a demon can come? To renew the love and affection of Yashoda Maiya, Brijvasi to Krishna. How? I will explain all this. Now, a Kirtan. Namami Nandana. Also,
thank you.
jaya jaya ma daite niyo. You Markande Radhe Jaya Jaya. You can. Yes, you do. Oh, he can do.
Nande
Krishna. How merciful was Krishna? Who was this Putana? In her past life, she was the daughter of Bali Maharaj. When Vamandev was cheating Bali Maharaj, begging only three steps of land. And when he told that, yes, I'm giving, then he became so tall, like Trivikram. And in one step, he took whole earth. And second, from Taltalatal, Rashatal, Patal to Brahmalo, Urbhuva Mahajana Tapasat. And he told that, where I should get my third step. At once quickly he told, I'm giving myself to you. You can take me also. And third step, he took himself. So, at that time when Bali Maharaj entered in the council of Bali Maharaj. When Vamandev came as a boy, he was so beautiful, so charming. So daughter of Bali, name?
Ratnamala.
She thought in her heart, I want a son like this. Very beautiful, very
lovely.
Vamandev knew it. And when she saw that he is cheating my father, being so tall, and he took everything, then she became very furious. Oh, if you will be my son, then I will poison you, and I want to kill you. So Krishna, Vamandev, oh yes, you will have to do all these things. So in Krishna, this pastime, she became Putana, like a sister of Kansa. And he came in Jasoda Bhavan and she took a shape of mother, very lovely mother. By yoga means mystic power. She took a shape of very lovely mother. As the age of 24, so beautiful. And she was so having so many golden ornaments. Very lovely. Smiling. Yashoda thought and Rohini Devi. Oh, she has come from
heavenly planet.
She's like angels. And he is actually mother. I'm not qualified, not so beautiful as she is. And very lovely. Oh my dear son, why you are sleeping on the bed, you should sleep in my lap and take him very beautifully. And caressing him. And he gave
his heart.
Krishna was thinking, what should I do? He
closed
his eyes. How can I do? But very trickily, he took his life and soul and everything. Poison cannot do him anything. That poison became nectar. And he took her life. Why? By this shape, she cannot come to me. So this body is rotten and full of so many egos and so many things. So he destroyed. And she became like mother, eternal mother in Golok Vrindavan, Golok. And Krishna sent him very good. Aho bakiyam stanakalakutam. Always she was taking the flesh and blood of very little boys. She was trying to act like hen. Like that. Very. She used to take and drink the blood, fresh blood of little babies. He interned in Braja. But who child she was taking? Only demons. She could not see any devotion. In Bhagavad it is written. Those who were so much against Krishna
and friends with his counsel.
And their friends of Krishna and their child also will be like that. So he used to get. And so Krishna is so merciful that anyone, if a link like mother and telling Krishna, oh my dear son, at once. So if he will think that we are beloved of Krishna, oh Krishna beloved, oh my son Krishna, this son you will, the relation will be there, and Krishna quickly will be so merciful to take us to Guru Vrindavan for eternal. This is not imagination, not only the sentiment of this world, not nothing. It is true, Jesus. Even today we can see all these things. So Krishna is so merciful. So living Krishna, who will be this so intelligent to serve all others? Demigods are anything else. So we should try. Love Krishna with this relation. What is that initiation? Initiation when Guru gives any transcendental relation and there is some relation, Guru only manifests. If anyone not realizing this, real renunciation has not been done. Only he was admitted for this, but he did. So Swamiji has come. For all Goswamis and all the Guru Parampara has come only to do these things. We are all eternal servants and we are related to Krishna. Gaur Brahman. This is the parent for Brahma. Very quickly. Any Mahamantra?
Who is this?
Deep goddess.
Thank you.
But who has? What are the austerities that told him?
Thank you.
not up to the vows of initiation. So before we talk about other things, that should be the firm ground that we stand on as the basis of our relationship, and it's the basis of spiritual progress. All I can do is continue to
Thank you.
question.
You know all Mahabharata. And that is why your Gurudev gave you your name, Mahabharata. You can answer, anyone can answer. What was the effect of battle of Mahabharata? When both parties, all the prominent
heroes
were killed, only five Pandavas, Krishna,
and three in
Kaurava side,
Kripacharya, Ashwasthama, and Kripa, were left, and all were killed. All the weapons, Dhanurvidya, archery, also
ruined.
All the ladies became. So really, what was the effect of this Mahabharata? You should tell very briefly.
One effect, Maharaj, was that Krishna eliminated the Kshatriyas who were overburdened in the earth. The other effect is that he reinstalled King Yudhisthira as the emperor of the land.
Okay, anything else? Why Krishna came to this world? There is a promise in Srimad Bhagavad Gita and also in Vedas, Paritranaya Sadhu, Vina Sacha Vishnu, Dharma Sansthapana, Sambhavami. Was it established by Mahabharata battle? Was not.
By battle? First two things were done.
Krishna has come to establish Yugadharma. No? Paritranaya, as Gita, in Gita is helpful. Paritranaya sadhunan, vinashayacha duskritam. By doing two things, to establish dharma. Was it established by this battle? Was not.
No.
Really, it was established. All the demons, first only false ego, I'm hero, I'm so intelligent, fighting each other, not following real Atma Dharma. We are all eternally servant of Krishna. Kansa, Jarasandha, Duryodhan is all associated. We are denying this fact. So Krishna killed all the demons. And after that, what became? What Krishna has come to do in this world? To love each other, even to love creepers. No? Krishna used to love creepers also. Creepers also. Deers, animals, trees. Trees used to bend in the lotus feet of Krishna and keep their pushpanjali in the lotus feet of Krishna. So after Mahabharata battle, after 300 years after, first sitting of Srimad Bhagavat was there. Even that day, Srimad Bhagavata was not preached. But after 300 years, Krishna left this world. This is associate left. Mahabharata battle was done. And then a time came to preach Srimad Bhagavatam. This was the aim and object of Mahabharata battle, that this should be preached Srimad Bhagavatam. What is Srimad Bhagavatam? Love and affection to Krishna. Parikshit Maharaj was there, Sukadeva Goswami came, and he told this thing. After 200 more, after that, Dhundukari and Gokarna went there. Again, second, what?
Adivation.
Adivation means?
Recitation of Bhagavatam.
Recitation.
Recitation or session of Bhagavatam.
Session of Bhagavatam. Hell. And third, when Bhakti Devi became old with his two sons, and Narad went to his elder brothers, four sons of Kumar. And he told that all should listen to Srimad Bhagavatam. All the problems for all human beings, all
living entities.
Entities, for all times, all will be solved by this, by hearing and by following Srimad Bhagavatam. At the time of Mahabharata, before Mahabharata, they had no time to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. All were badly engaged in sense gratifications and fighting each other like demons. So at that time, there was no time to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. But all the demons like Karna, Shakuni, Dushasana, Jarasandha and Pandit Vasudeva, all were killed. Now there was a peaceful time. Oh, who are you? Is there any God or not? Who is controlling this world? Who is managing whole world? From where this world came? And why all problems coming? And then Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhakti Devi at once became so young. His sons, Gyan and Varan, also did. And there was peaceful for some time. And then Srimad Bhagavatam was preaching over the statue. Especially Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. He was the embodiment of Srimad Bhagavatam. That is embodiment of Radha and Krishna both together. And he came only to give love and affection for all. In any way, all the conditioned souls, they had this like a seed in them. And that is why Krishna and his Vishnu came in this world. Before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there was bhakti, there was love something, but not so deep love. There were also so many sampradaya acharya like Madhva, Ramanuj, Vyas,
Vishnu Swami,
Vallabhacharya, oh, they propagated these things. But not like a bhakti rush and so high like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates sprinkle their mercy for the world. Not like this. At that time, Narada was there before battle of Mahabharata. But no one was listening him. But when Mahabharata
finished,
and then he, whole world he was. Now he had sent something, has kept Veena, and now he has taken Mridanga and Kartal with him, and everybody in world going, we are not realizing this. In any shape, in any guru, Narada Maharaj, also preaching all these. So there was a good result of this. Sometimes wars, great wars are necessary for these demons. They become like lions. They want to destroy whole world. They cannot do that. Now I am coming to my subject. Always you should know that Krishna will always manage this one. Always is controlled. No one other can control. Even Brahma cannot do. Even Mahavishnu. So control is very. But Krishna can control all things. He can control Brahma, Mahesh, Shankar and all. Now, before the birth of Krishna, you know that how Parikshit Maharaj disturbed. So when Krishna has not appeared in this, this prithvi, the earth,
what is earth,
was feeling so much disturbance. He can have a load of all worlds, but she becomes upset when the person having so false ego, thinking that I am this body, quarreling each other, doing so many bad activities like Duryodhan was doing with Draupadi and all others, then earth becomes so
burden for her,
all this worry. She went to demigods. Because demigods sometimes look over all this world to maintain peace and order. But they could not do anything. So they all went to Shankar, and taking Shankar, they went to Brahma. And Brahma took them and went to Krishna. And he began to pray in thrones. Here is his thrones. He is worshipable, Garbhodra Sai Vishnu. He told in sky,
aerial
voice, that my Prabhu has known that world is now suffering. Who is his Prabhu? Of Garbhodra Sai Vishnu. Who is Prabhu? Krishna himself. He has known. No. And quickly he will come. At once you should go and take your birth in Jadav family and tell your wife to go and to take birth there to serve Krishna Priya. All demigods to serve Krishna and their wives to serve Srimati Radhika. Quickly you should go. And he is coming. And then they returned and they began to take birth. After some time, After marriage, he was sitting on the chariot, taking the reins of horses, reins of horses, and loving her younger sister, Deva, he was there. In the meantime, again,
aerial voice.
The voice came from the sky that a foolish person, you don't know that the child of this Devaki will kill you. Hearing this, he became all violent. And he took a sword in his right hand. And by left hand he took the
air
sword. And what a kill. But Vasudeva was so
intelligent
and he was so sahishnu,
tolerant.
If anyone has no tolerance, he cannot do bhajan of Krishna, never. So whether renounced person, brahmachari or grihastha, we should be very tolerant, like Prahlad Maharaj, like Srinivasa Acharya. You saw that his son was dead, even chanting. So tolerance is necessary. Kena dati suni chena tarorapi sadhisthunana amanina manadena kirtaniya. If anyone chanting and remembering Krishna name and his pastime, but if he is not following tina dapi suni chena this slok, then he is really not Krishna. We should know. Sometimes we misguide in this. Anyone taken these Tulsi Vedas chanting Hare Krishna, oh, we should think that, oh, he is Krishna. And when quarrels have false evils and doing nothing, chanting, living chanting, oh, he was Vaishnava but he has left. I think he was never Vaishnava and he never left. Only formality will not do. We should try to recognize Vaishnava. Agraha Mukti, Tabe Sabrabandhanas, Tabe Sahishnepare Vaishnava Das. If anyone has not like that, he has attachment, worldly attachment, lakhs and lakhs desires, always quarreling for worldly things, he cannot be good. Outwardly taking mala, and this will not do. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told to Raya Ramananda Sarup Namodar, in what process we should take and chant him, that being a devotee, we will attain Prem Krishna. Then he told, this is so. He told, Sarup Ram Raya,
Ki Upa Laile Naam
Prem Upajar. In what process we will sutra to take chanting them? Then we will be real devotee and Krishna friendly. Oh, then he told, if anyone devotee following this slok, Tina Dapi Suni Chena Tarurupi Sahishuna Mani Nama, then he cannot follow. Never. If outwardly he is falling down like Bharat Maharaj, like Chitraketu Maharaj, it is for teaching to worship, not so, Vasudevas, like, what is the meaning of Vasudev? Where Krishna takes rest. He is Suddha Sattva. When we will go in the stage of Bhavarati, then this Suddha Sattva will come to us. And Krishna will take this. And pure name will be at in that stage. So, he was so intelligent. So he told so many things. Why you are disturbed by this? She is your
sister,
younger sister, like your
daughter.
Why you are going to kill her? Do you believe in that
real
voice? Yes. He thought, Vasudeva Maharaj, he is the demon. He is half believing and half
not believing.
Not believing. If the aerial sound has told that you will be killed, then he will be must killed. Why all those things? So, Vasudeva Maharaj has this
faith,
very strong faith that he cannot kill devotees. And because 8 sons will come and he will kill God, surely. Anyhow, I should be any nimitta.
Instrument.
Instrument.
He cannot do anything. So he wanted to do something. He told that, if this son, 8 sons will be burned, I will give to you. oh, I want to give my all child. And first child he gave, then to become very happy. And he returned that gold. You are very true person. I believe you. So when that son will come, you can do it. But in the meantime, Narada says, what you are doing? Oh, you are my very dear
disciple.
What you are doing? Nonsense. Don't do like this. If you are returning all these sons, then they will be very
grow up
and very strong, and then
gently
seven this and that one. They will easily kill you. You should not. And demigods are very intelligent and tricky. If they will count from second, then who will come eighth?
First will be eight.
So which is first and which is last, which is eighth, which is sixth, it is no certain. So if first will be counting from second, then this will be eighth, and he will kill you. Why he did so? He was very, very much worried for Krishna. He was always waiting for Krishna. And he knew everything, past, present and future. And if Kansi is not doing more bad things, then it may be delay of Krishna consciousness. So he was. And he know that Atma is Ajarama. Soul is
immortal.
Any kind. By this doing, Krishna will help them to be transcendental. Any very rare devotee can realize. So here, after telling Kansa, Narada Rishi went, and he went to again to Vasudeva Maharaj. You should try to the best. No. He told that you should try to a son will be. And he will kill Kansa. So you should try to support and nourish him very well. I'm going. He was friend of both. No Shatru. If there was no Kansa, no pastimes of these all Krishnas. So someone realized the mercy of Narada. And after that, one by one, six sons were killed by Kansa. And then Shankarsan came in the womb of Devaki. By Yog Maya, he was taken to the womb of
Rohini Devi.
And then first came Valladev Prabhu. Only 15 days before.
8 days.
Krishna came, Baldev came on Purnima, and Krishna came
Ashtami.
On Ashtami. Only there was difference of 8 days between there. And that is why they always, after birth, they are playing together. Their name, ceremony was done in same day. They were like all friends. So both were. Yeah. After that, Krishna came in the eighth garb of
this. This was also a question of, I think, Parikshit Maharaj. Why Baldev? Yes.
So, this question was answered. That first he came in the womb of Devaki. And 6 months he was there. And in 7 months,
transferred.
He was transferred by Yog Maya in the womb of
Rohini.
In Rohini Garb, Baldev was there from before for 6 months waiting. And this went there. And this, the Devaki son, and Vasudeva's son.
Rohini son.
No. The son of Devaki was part Krishna. He was Vishnu or Narayan, Narayan Tattva. So this Baldev of Devaki was mixed in the Rohini Om with Baladev there. He was present there. And after, again, 6 months, or 14 year, months, Baldev was born. And after after 8 days, Krishna came. In the home of partly, and he came full in the home of Mother Yashoda Maya with Jog Maya there. Anyone could not know this mystery. Jog Maya knew. After that, when Krishna took birth in the prison of Kanskaragar, he was 400, age about 60, very young, very beautiful, hair so long, curved, golden armor or ornament, like Sri Vatsa, here also, Shankh Chakra Gadadhara, a son does not come like this. So Krishna appears. As he appeared from the pillar,
Nishinghade,
he appeared there, but not like a sun by Om. But he appeared there, partly, like Mahavishnu or Narayan. And then when he appeared, Vasudeva and Devaki began to pray. Oh, you are himself. Supreme Personality of God. Krishna told, yes, I am the same. So long before, you were Prishni Garbha, Devaki, and Vasudev, Sutapa. And you were praying, you were doing so much hard austerities, more than 60,000 years. Standing on this floor, feet up, not taking air and water, anything. And then I appeared in the same. I told that you should have anything dish. You both told that we want a son like you. Then I told there is none equal to me. Asamol Katapra. There is none. So I must have to come like this. And when he heard, then he began to pour green prayers. After that, Krishna told that you should keep me where? I'm becoming like a boy. And take me to Gokul. And there, a daughter of Nand Baba is there, Yashoda, and Yashoda. But what became? When Krishna here in 400, he appeared, and there also in Gokul, Krishna came at the same time, in full. And like a baby, here is Janma Leela, the pastime of coming in Om, coming from Om here. And after some time, a baby also, lady baby.
Natural birth of a child.
And also after that, 5 minutes or 10 minutes or 15 minutes after that, Yog Maya. So both were there. A son and a daughter. When Vasudeva prayed that, I want that you should be a child. then I will obey your orders and I will take you to
Gokul.
In the same time, Krishna became like this. And at the same time, Krishna in Gokul, he came here and took that 400
basket. Oh, he converted from 400 to
he took
in him. He merged that form in him.
Only child was there. No 400. And quickly he took. And he kept there. And he took
Yogma.
But here it has been told in Srimad Bhagavatam, Sukhdev Goswami is telling that Krishna was born in Mathura and he took it to Gokul and he brought a
daughter
from there, their daughters, and he exchanged. But we see that next day Nandastu Atmaja Utapanne. Sukadeva Goswami first told that Krishna came from Vasudeva and Devaki. Why he is telling? That he knew that Parikshit Maharaj in the dynasty of relating Vasudev. To Krishna.
Vasudeva
Nanda. And he will be happy that he is doing everything. He had gone to Vrindavan, he had played all these things. Again he came to Mathura, again he went to Dwarka to please king. But he was hiding something there. It is true that Krishna is son of Vasudeva. But partly, with opulence, Narayan is like there. But Nandanandan is supreme personality of Godhead. Krishna to Bhagavan Swayam, and that, who is he? That Krishna. Also, he had told, when he came, Vasudeva returned, taking a baby girl, and automatically, the doors were closed. The hathakadi and bedi, chains were locked in their hands and feet. And all guards awoke and they heard a voice of weeping a girl. At once they went to Kans. Kans at once came and wanted to kill this girl. Vasudeva and Devaki were praying him that don't do it. But he was not a person to listen. He took his party and he wanted to keep like this that she should be smashed. But in the meantime, she went above in this land. And he became Ashtabhuja.
800.
And so many weapons. And he was riding on a one and told him, oh, Kans, what can you do? And he gave some
kick
from here. Okay. And he was upset and he was rolling down on the earth. He was saying that he is Griha Devata.
He is my family.
Family worship him. And he he began to go from here. She told that your enemy has taken birth already. You cannot do anything to him. And she here, Sukadeva Goswami now, he is telling, Padrishat Anuja Vishnu. When Kans was doing like this, and he came out from his hand and went to his sky, Padrishat means
disappeared.
Who disappeared? This sister of Vishnu, and this Krishna. How he became the sister of Krishna? In jail of Kans, only Krishna was there, no daughter there. So Yogamaya is not sister of Krishna by this reason. How it became? If Krishna and that is Yogamaya, coming from the womb of Yashoda Maya, then they can be brother and sister. So here is the point. Because in Mahabharata, Srila Harivansh it has written that Yashoda yielded two son and one daughter. And they were mixed, that son and Krishna. So, after that, Nakhal Gopika Nandano Bhavan, any Prajvasi cannot tell that he is the son of Prasad. Never. Even trees, creepers, what to tell of human? Gopikodi will never. I want to say that if Mathura Vasi are telling something and Prajavasi are telling something which is true and to whom we should
believe.
Mathura Vasi always tells lie. Srimad Bhagavat Vishwanath Chakravarti Gita Srimad Bhagavat Krishna has told. Arjun told that I don't believe you. Then he told that, oh, na me bhakta pranashyati, you should declare. Promise. You should declare. I will not, because I may change my view. Because I am Mathura Vasi. Because who Krishna was in Kurukshetra, he was from Mathura, and from Devaki. Not Krishna that. So, gopis are telling, Nakhalu Gopika Anandano Bhavan Akhila Dehinam Antradatmati Vikhanu Sarkito Vishwa Guptaye Sakhi
Mudiyaman.
Oh, you are surely the son of Yashoda Maya. Yashoda Maya is so merciful. But you are not merciful. Why? You must be merciful like Yashoda Maya. So you should appear here. Also, Jayati Te Dhika Janmana Priya. Who is telling?
Gopi.
Vyas Devi is telling. Narada is telling. Brahma is telling Sukhdev Goswami. Sukhdev Goswami only repeating their words. Jayati Te Dhika Janmana Priya. Oh, press should be so glorious. Why? Because when Krishna took birth in Vrindavan, Brajabhuvi, in Gokul, then Lakshmi used to roam everywhere to decorate. Like a dasi, like a maid servant. So here also, Janmana Brajay is very prominent. Also, gopis are telling to Katyayani, no? Padyar, Katyayani, Mahamai, Mahajoganadhishwari, Nanda Gopusutam Patime Kurute. But they are praying, we want that the son of Nanda Baba should our husband. Then Katyanjara, yes. Krishna came and he instead of Yogamaya. Yogamaya never came, Katyani never came. Krishna himself came and penetrated. So he is a Nanda Sutra. Putri Bhute Janardane. Putri Bhute Janardane. Also in Srimad Bhagavati, when Krishna will be your son, Devaki and Vasudeva. Nanda Sunu, I am Artha Jananam. All the gopis are. Nanda Sunu, I am Artha Jananam. Narmado Jarehi Kujit. That is, you are Nanda Sutta. Tavasutta. Tati Jadadhar Bimbe Nanda Sunu Anubhetava Vasu. Also they are praying that. so many things. Also, Devaki Janma Bhado, partly the son of Devaki, not solely and wholly. So when Sukadeva Goswami is telling the place Parikshit, but when he is absorbed in telling Harikatha, his putra is Vasupa Angajaya from Jasoda Om Krishna. When this festival was going, there was some link with Mother Jasoda and that was cut. But this was not done. In umbilical
cord.
So, Swamiji has also written like this. He first has told anywhere that he was the son of Vasudeva and Devaki. And then his adopted son of Vasudeva. But when all this he adopted that Krishna is the son of Nanda and Yashoda. So we should try to realize all these things. Then
Maharaj Brijavasi never knew that her daughter was also born.
Yes. That never knew. Never. After this, next day, after 2 days of the birth of Putana came in. And Nanda Maharaj at that time has went to Mathura to pay some toll tax to
Kamsa.
And in the meantime, in the night, Putana came and tried to kill Krishna in the shape of mother by very powerful
poison.
But Krishna took his pran also, life, soul and everything and gave him the gati of mother.
Motherly destiny.
How he is so much merciful, Krishna. After that, he began to tell how Sakatasahu was killed, how Trinavat was killed. What are these things? How a demon can come in Vrindavan? It is impossible. When all the trees in Vrindavan, all the cows, all are transcendental, the place Vrindavan is transcendental place, how a demon can come? To renew the love and affection of Yashoda Maharaja, Brajavasi to Krishna. How? I will explain all these things. Now, a Kirtan.